Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hey everyone, it's Josie Pasentino and you're listening to The Josie Show. Welcome. I love how every single time we have the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we come on the air, my computer completely crashes. What is going on here? This always seems to happen at the same time. I have no idea. It's haunted, I tell you. I'm very convinced it is.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
15 are away from anything that plugs in, connects, or goes wireless.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that because, I mean, and especially me as well because I'm not very techy as well, and I like to press buttons. And, yeah, pressing buttons isn't a good idea.
Hey, anyway. I got an idea. Let's start the show a little different today.
Uh-oh. How?
Well, let's talk about a current event like Hostess closing their shops.
Yeah, I actually was going to mention that because on Facebook, that is all that people are talking about now. You know, because Twinkies are going to go bye-bye and all the, you know, other delicious treats.
Yeah, but get this. If you go on eBay, people are stock herding all the Twinkies that you get from the stores because they have a shelf life of forever. So imagine what they do to you when you eat them. And, like, they're selling on eBay for, like, $250 a box.
Wow. That's those are some expensive Twinkies, let me tell you.
Yeah, so, again, we're not looking for any sponsors for the Josie Show. We're just going to sell Twist Ties and Twinkies.
Oh, please. Yeah, right. That ain't going to happen. I don't really have good luck with that kind of stuff. But that's hilarious. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I really do like my Twinkies and, you know, all the other Hostess delicious treats out there. That's going to be very depressing, let me tell you.
If I could be honest, in a way, I'm kind of glad they shut down, in a way, because it's 18,000 people that are out of work now, all because the union wanted to give its people raises and the company said no.
Well, I don't know anything about that. But all I'm saying is I'm going to miss my treats. So, Alan, you do the techie stuff. You're the researcher for the show, as people could probably tell. And I'm
think it's wrong of a company that big making that much money not to care about the workers.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love the workers. You know, I think that Hostess should bring back my Twinkies. That's what I think.
Some other company will buy them.
They'll be bought out by
another company.
Whatever. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's kind of like the Josie Show, though. It's Josie's show, but without her helpers making everything work, she'd be talking to, like, dead air like she normally does.
I already do that, yeah. I already talk to dead air. You already know that, Alan. Okay, I talk to myself on a daily basis. Mhm. I already do. I'm pretty much talk to myself on a regular basis, and yeah, it works for me. It works for me thus far. So you know what? I'm gonna stay with it. I'm gonna keep it up. we actually do have a really fun kind of show tonight. Because it's kind of going to be a change up tonight, as you could probably tell, because Alan popped up already and we're chatting about, you know, Twinkies and stuff. But we had some last minute reschedules I want to mention. So we opened up the beginning of our show for any artists to call in to promote their work or, you know, do kind of a catch up type thing. So you can call in and tell us what's new with you, or, you know, any fans out there that listen to the show, call in to chat with me. I'd love that.
I have a question for you, Josie.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes.
Well, because you know about all these, like, cell phone gadgets and the little stuff like that, and
yes.
I just ordered my new Android cell phone, and
mm-hmm.
where do I get an app to actually make phone calls?
I don't know.
Because it's got music, video, television, GPS, it's got games, it's got face, it's got everything,
Ooh.
But I don't know how to make a phone call.
Wow. Well, at least it is games. That's all that matters, really. You know, as long as it is games.
Yeah, but like the battery is supposed to have like an 8-hour talk time, but with
uh-huh.
all these other apps in it, it lasts about 5 seconds.
That's funny. Well, at least it has games, and at least you could text. You could text, right?
Why
right.
text? Why not just call a person?
Well, text is the in right now. I mean, do you not know that? I mean, seriously, texting, like, I don't think anybody does phone calls anymore. I mean,
I was texting with Tina before, and, like,
uh-huh.
she can't text because I don't know if she has autospell on or if she really types that badly.
She probably does. No, I'm kidding. It's funny because I think I forgot most of my friends' voices nowadays because we have been texting instead of phone calls, so I don't even know what they sound like anymore. So when they call, I'll be like, hey, who's this? Hello, this is your best friend. I'm like, oh, really? Hi. I completely forget their voices now because we're texting so much nowadays. You know,
so
my
like
fingers
a previous
are
guest
hurt.
From 3 years ago could randomly call in and you'll guess them right away, but someone you talk to on a daily basis, you have no clue?
You know what? See, I have no idea. I'm a texter. Let me tell you, I'm either a texter or an emailer because it's so easy on my iPhone. All I have to do is, you know, just go in the specific app and then it does the rest for you. You just type away and then that's it. You know, I like the simple stuff, you know. I like the simple stuff. You know, I don't like anything that uses a lot of brain power, and I don't like a lot of things that requires techie-ness-ism. Not fun. Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay,
anyway.
You want to hear a story
I just
of something that happened today?
What'd you say?
You want to hear what happened today? I already told Tina, and she thought it was hysterical.
What? Please keep it rated PG-ish.
Well, there was this lady, and she's, like, really into facials and everything, but she was complaining about how much the stuff costs.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, why don't you just go to the 99-cent store and buy that, like, the Elmer's glue, like, that you use in school on projects that, like, peels right off. And I was like, put it on your face, wait until it dries, then just peel it off like a facial peel. And she, like, tried it, and I saw her today, and she's like, yeah, all the wrinkles are disappearing and stuff, so I might do an infomercial.
Wow. An infomercial. Here's your Elmer's glue. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Not only is glue great to put things together, but it's also great for your face. It reduces wrinkles. I mean, seriously, just call me up. I could do that. I could do that commercial. You know what I'm saying? I don't have wrinkles or anything, but that doesn't matter. See, I don't have any wrinkles.
Yeah, well,
see,
hey,
look at what
it,
that
it
glue did.
It's not going to hurt your face.
What'd you say?
It's not going to hurt your face since kids, like, in grade school eat it.
Well, you know, I wouldn't recommend it, but it maybe it works. I don't know. I personally didn't try it, you know, so who knows? I would stay away from glue.
It's not that much different than the filling they put in Twinkies.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Ooh.
Read the ingredients.
Oh, gosh. Now I see why I don't read the ingredients, because I'll never eat ever again if I read the ingredients. God only knows what's in that kind of stuff. I want to mention here, because I know people are like, what kind of show is this? We actually do have a plan, I promise you. I want to mention my guest here that is going to be coming on a little bit later tonight. We'll have John Cody Carter, and we'll get to hear some of his amazing music and additional news after our show airs live each Friday night, such as tonight. It'll re-air on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now Radio and Cowgirl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. I needed to mention this, Alan, because you know what? I want to mention what amazing guests we have, and also where you can re-air it if you miss it. You know what I mean? Because you'll want to listen to it over and over and over again, on repeat, pretty much. And remember,
yeah,
you could tune in.
I also want to mention that I'm almost done sewing another bag with twist ties. It will be on eBay. I will keep you all updated.
Thank you for keeping us updated. Mm-hmm. Thank you for keeping us in the loop. Are they pre-twisted or you know, in different colors?
Yeah, some of them are different, like, widths, too, because some of them, like, red bags, and some are just, like, when you buy something in a store and it's held in with twist ties.
Wow. Wow, see, get yourself a bargain there. Contact Alan. You want some pre-twisted twist ties.
Well, it's a novelty idea, because how many times have you had to close something and you're like, damn, I wish I had a twist tie?
A few times, actually. Yeah, you're
and,
right.
And did you know
right.
if you break a shoelace, you could fix it with a twist tie?
You really could? I think I heard
well,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just
before.
Twist tie your shoes together.
There you go. See, that's fashion right there, people.
And if you're always missing a sock after you do the laundry, use a twist tie and twist tie the two socks together. They'll never get lost.
See? That too. So you should be doing an infomercial on that, right? I mean, you're already technically doing one right now.
If you get a really long twist tie and a holder for your toilet paper breaks, you could use a twist tie, a really long one.
Okay, Alan, let's start talking about the show now, because we are completely going off topic here, and we are starting to talk about toilet paper and socks. But as I mentioned, I need to advertise this because it's very, very important. So as I mentioned, our shows will re-air Wednesdays at Fish and Country Now Radio and Country Girl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. And you could tune in there at www.fcnr.net. And we're very excited to have our show rebroadcast on their network. We are very, very excited. So special thank you to them. And
that's
every Monday
at 1 p.m. you said?
What'd you say?
That's at 1 p.m.?
Cowgirls Diva Radio is at 1 p.m. Eastern.
What time is that in, like, Zimbabwe?
Okay, if you're in Zimbabwe, please figure that out, because I do not know all the time zones. Trust me, I completely mess up on that. All I know is Central, Eastern, and Pacific. Those are my main ones. You know, those are the ones I need to know.
Well,
if
you have a world clock on your computer, use it.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Anyway, and then every Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time Zone, some of our best past episodes will air on Radio Musicians Music at www.radio.musiciansmusic.net. And you can check out our networks tab on our site, www.josieshow.com, to find out how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. So another thing I want to mention here, to all of the indie artists out there, managers and promoters, please feel free to send your MP3 or WAV files, WAV files, to fishingdjtj@yahoo.com. Once again, that's fishingdjtj@yahoo.com. And tune in to www.fcnr.net. That's Fishing Country Now. And Cowgirl Divas Radio is at cowgirldivasradio@yahoo.com. Cowgirl Divas Radio@yahoo.com, where they take pride in promoting the independent artist music just as we do. So for more information, please contact Fishing Country Now Radio. That's Fishing DJ TJ. He's the one that runs it. He's amazing. Or Cowgirl
and
Radio.
And for every submission, Josie will autograph a twist tie for you.
Oh, Lordy. Or Cowgirl Divas Radio, Audrey King, on Facebook. So, please check that out. And since we share all music with one another, you only need to send in your music to just one of them, you know, either Country Now Radio or Cowgirl Divas Radio or The Josie Show. You know, either one, we all just share. We're sharers. We spread the love around. We're partnered stations giving you the widest exposure that we can, so we'd love to help you. And from time to time, we may share your music with other independent stations, just a warning, that we're working with. We always take great pride in what we do, and I hope you participate and send us your music. And if you send in a track number with no name, it will be returned. Need to mention that.
Who does it get returned to?
I don't know, Alan. I have no idea. But yeah, it will be returned to the person if it isn't, if the track number is with no name. You have to have your name. And also,
okay, how about some side news now?
Side news?
Well, you know, there's a media shower tonight. It'll be visible after midnight.
Really?
Yeah, big rocks are going to fall from space.
Wow. See, that's scary. Take cover, people. Okay? Take cover. But Aaron, also, we have to mention, though, because as people know, we were nominated for the Podcast Awards, and then the voting closed, right? I'm pretty sure it closed.
Voting is over. Winners will be announced January 8th, I think.
7th. I think, yeah, 7th.
I don't know. I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, so he'll be sleeping. But I will be biting my nails of nervousness.
You're not
going to
go to
Las Vegas so much
for the award show?
For what? For the Jersey show. What are you talking about?
The award show where they announce everything is going to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, it is? Oh, that's very exciting. That's very,
yeah, if
very exciting.
If you win, you could sell the trophy and gamble.
Fun. I can't. But if you're over the age of, what is it, 21? Yeah, if you're over the age of 20, my mama producer's like, yeah, probably, one of those ages.
Some things you only have to be 18 for, but, yeah, we won't get into that.
oh, goodness, we're going to get calls after the show.
What happens in Vegas stays on Entertainment Tonight.
Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone for nominating us and voting for us every day. And we will get the results in January.
Okay, I have a really big announcement.
Uh-oh, what?
And here for the announcement is everyone's favorite squirrel, Peanut.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Peanut. What's up?
I want to tell everybody the big news that this year's biggest selling Halloween costumes were Ahmed the Dead Terrorist and Big Bird. Woo-hoo!
Wow. You see that? Big Bird is making stride in the world. You see
there
that?
There were no squirrel costumes.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'll make one for you. I'll make some. I'll make some squirrel costumes. I can't spell or anything. I don't know how exactly that's going to happen. But it'll magically get done. Also, I want to share some more good news here. My debut single, Teenage Girl, is now number 3 on the FCNR DCR chart, so that's very exciting. So please go to FCNR.net and request my song to help me move up to the tippity top of the charts. I would really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much, everyone, who already requested my song and helped me move up to number 3. That's amazing. I can't believe I'm in the top 3. I remember I was top 10. I was like, let's get to top 5.
And for every notch the song moves up on the charts, Josie eats another Twinkie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have to pay $200 each, but no. we also have a huge Josie Show announcement coming up tonight, so please stay tuned for the rest of the show. It's going to be a great show, and if not, it'll be funny, so it's okay. So, yes. And also, I want to mention here that we are our chat room at josieshow.com. If you're not in the chat room, please get in the chat room. We always love to have fun and stuff. I actually have to get back in the chat room because my computer crashed. So let me try this.
Oh, well, I want to make an announcement to the people who go to radio guest lists and request to be on our show. It specifically says we are not looking for people who write how-to books on clipping toenails and nonsense like that. So, sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a very interesting talent and, you know, express themselves in different ways and stuff. And, I mean, if you wrote a book, we'll promote the book. But, you know, there are different things out there. And, you know, I just want everyone on the show. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't care. Spread the
love. We got one guest request from this guy who, like, makes animals out of toilet paper. And it was like, you know, it's a visual thing. We're a radio show. Hello.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I'll have to check that one out. I didn't really see that one. I'm going to check that one out. That's very interesting. We could take a picture.
Yeah, that was one of the better ones.
Yeah, that was one of the better ones. that's funny. But as I mentioned, JosieShow.com, our chat room. Please get in the chat room. I'm in the chat room now, so please chat with us.
And for those of you having trouble actually listening to the show, never mind, because you can't hear me tell you how to fix it anyway.
But Alan, you're in the chat room, so people can ask in there. See?
I'm watching Tim Garman, one of our guests, actually talk to you and Tina, who aren't in the chat room.
I'm in there. See, I'm responding. Okay. Don't mess with me. I am responding. Okay. See, magic. Boom. Popped up. I want to talk about some more stuff here, Alan. But thank you for calling in, Alan. We got to keep moving here. Oh, we have a caller. So, Alan, I'll talk to you soon, all right? Stay in the chat room.
I'm right here, because if I leave, the show goes off the air.
Well, you know, stay in the chat room. So let me bring in my producer here. Let's get on with the show. Let's have some fun here. Hello.
Hello. So as you know, we did an open forum tonight for artists to be able to call in and say hello.
Yes.
And whatnot. Tell us what's going on. themselves. Oh, goodness. Update themselves. You know, whatever it is. And, you know, we had a couple last-minute reschedules, which, you know, doesn't happen too often. So we figured, well, let's make use of that.
Yeah. Right.
Because we have scheduled some people all the way out to like April and May of next year. And, you know, hey, if they can call in beforehand, why not? And say hello. That's what I say.
Yeah, they'll be calling in when I'm 18.
We are super lucky because we have got a very talented artist on the phone.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Is this someone that has been on the Josie Show already, like a few times?
No, really? No, she is going to be on the show.
Oh.
And she's calling. I wanted to say hey, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Yes, let her do that part, because I'm excited
that she joined us for our little forum. Let me get her mic on here.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the phone with Josie.
Hello.
Hello, this is Shelly Starks. How are you?
Hi, Shelly. I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm great.
The applause is necessary. Yeah.
What is that?
Awesome. The applause is necessary. I'm very excited to have you on the show. I'm very excited.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to get a chance to chat with you. I am one of the artists that gets to chat with you in April. Congratulations on all of your success. I've been checking you out online. Don't take that any weird way. but I am excited about it. We just posted it everywhere and have had a lot of interesting people say, hey, I know all about that, or, you know, tell me more about it. And so hopefully we'll get a chance to bring you some more listeners.
Oh, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much for spreading it all around. And we're definitely going to be doing the same anyway. We're going to get to you everywhere. So, but thank you. I'm so excited. April can't come fast enough. Literally.
Thank you very much. Well, I think it's interesting how you've been able to put a whole different group of, you know, musicians together, or different genres of music, and, you know, kind of spread the word about it. I think that's absolutely wonderful, not to put yourself in just one genre or another. So thank you so much for having a country girl on the phone.
Anytime. You have to mix it up. I mean, you have to, you know, country or, you know, anything. I mean, I just love music in general, and I know you do too. So
I do.
Yeah. Yes,
if I could just cut in for a second, because here at the Josie Show, we've been waiting for like 3 years for a country artist that knows how to play the cowbell.
Well, you know the saying, we need more cowbell.
We do.
I am pretty sure if I can do any kind of tambourine, you can play the cowbell. I grew up on, you know, in a farm community, and they were used for a lot more than just music, so... I am positive. You give me a drumstick and a cowbell, we can make that happen.
I love that. How do you even get, you know, influenced to do something like the cowbell? Because, I mean, it's not in school or anything. So, like, do you just, you know, pick it up one day and then just, you know, play around with it, and then you're like, oh, that sounds good.
Well, I mean, it, you know, it jingles when the cows move.
Yeah.
So it kind of obviously makes a noise, but I think a lot of times, you know, that old school, you know, bluegrass and country style music, I think they just used, I mean, they used washboards. They used all kinds of things that would make sounds because they couldn't really afford instruments. And, you know, sometimes depending on how far out you live from a town, you know, if you're in a really rural area, you may not get a chance to go to a music store, you know, for years and years and years unless you go to a really big town. So I know that sounds old school and weird, but I grew up in a really small town and a lot of the surrounding areas, you know, we didn't really have exposure to a lot of the things that people in the city do. So
mm-hmm.
we make up our own fun.
I like that. I like that. I think more people should just, you know, pick up a different kind of instrument. I mean, of course, there's the guitar, the piano, and all the other fun stuff. But, I mean, be creative. You know, get a cowbell, you know, bang on some pans. I don't know. Just make up your own creation. You know what I mean? Be mad.
Well, Josie, aren't you, like, in the middle of studying the triangle?
Not yet, but I really want to. I want to learn. First, though, I want to learn the cowbell. I've always been interested in the cowbell. And like you said, Alan, we haven't had, you know, that many guests on here that know how to play the cowbell. So it's very cool to actually talk to someone that actually plays the cowbell. I mean, we need more people.
I wouldn't say it's a professional thing. I would say that it's just, you know,
kind of
one of those deals.
I mean,
everybody, you know.
Well,
but they do come in different sizes, so they make different sounds.
Right.
Well,
right.
I would think it would be a natural thing for Josie because the first time she performed her debut single live, it was in front of a bunch of cows and chickens.
Well, that's how you
that
do
too.
It sometimes.
That too, but you know.
Well, you know, some artists get to play to one or two people in a bar. Other artists get to play to a whole herd of whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. I liked it. It was actually really fun because the crowd was kind of, you know, up front, and then in the background you could hear like mooing and stuff. It added its own like musical touch to the performance, I think.
Where
know?
Was it?
It was very, very neat. But you know, you are kind
well,
of
it worked for the Beatles. The song "Good Morning, Good Morning" on Sgt. Pepper has chickens, cows.
See? Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Where did you play that at?
We played in Wisconsin, I believe, and it was basically all kind of just a grassy kind of area we were in. I don't even know exactly the place we were at, but it was you know in Wisconsin, and it had you know barns and all this other stuff we were by, and I was like it was kind of cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's great.
It was really fun. You know, it was really, really cool. And since you are coming in April, as you mentioned, can you give us like a little sneak peek, a little bit about yourself, you know, some music that you have so people could check you out?
Sure. I have been signed for a distribution deal to Universal out of London, Universal Music Group out of London, with Wright Recordings. And so basically we did a release in February of my first single called To Be a Woman. And it's all about, you know, all the things that women, you know, do. They cry at weddings. They, you know, take forever to get ready, but they don't know how not to be a woman. And it's fun for other, you know, even guys to be like, oh, yeah, I totally relate to that. And then there's a side B, like old school, to the single called Battle Scars. And that is a song I co-wrote with two other individuals, Chad Rowland and Carmen Taylor. And that song actually has about triple sold 3-1 against my Go Out single, which was very exciting, and we were able to chart on iTunes and Amazon the first week it went out, so it was very, very fun.
That is very fun, very exciting. I can't wait when you come on so we could actually start playing your music and, you know, having people listen to your amazing music so we could promote, spread the news. That'd be a lot of fun. I'm getting
excited. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got a chance to stop in. We were listening a little bit earlier just kind of checking it out on the other side too. So I'm
yeah,
glad I was able
yeah,
to call
absolutely.
In.
Yeah, absolutely. You can stop by anytime. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, we will definitely talk to you in April. Wish
yeah.
you all the best, and I'll be listening in to some of the other stuff that you do with the other artists. So thanks again for promoting and helping us get the word out.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to talk to you in April. Shelly Starks, everyone. Check her out.
And Tim Garman in the chat rooms yes. wants us to say hi to Shelly from him.
Oh, thank you. Hello, hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see the comment now. Tell Shelly Tim Garman says hi. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Tim. That's great.
Awesome.
All right, great. You guys have a great weekend, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Have a great happy Thanksgiving. Very happy.
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Shelly Starks and there was Shelly Starks and Mama Producer. Can you give us the exact date? Do you have that in the books when Shelly Starks is going to be on? April?
I can go dig for that. Absolutely, I've got
awesome.
Little cow.
Yeah, I need
it.
To know
yeah.
too, so I could have a new sound effect of a cow with a cowbell.
Awesome. I love the sound effects. But while she's trying to find the books, I have some stuff that I needed to talk about here. So first off, my debut single, Teenage Girl, is in iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon. And also you just can go to josieshow.com or josiepasantino.com. That's my music site, josiepasantino.com. And go on there, and it'll give you all of the links where you could buy it. And some of the proceeds, when you buy the single, some of the proceeds go to helping keep music programs in schools. So very important, and if you can, I hope you get the song, and I hope you love it and enjoy it. And it was a lot of fun to record, so I hope it's a lot of fun to listen to. It's a very motivational, amazing song for everyone of all ages. You don't even have to be a teenager. Just enjoy the beat, enjoy the instruments, enjoy everything. It's a lot of fun. So please check that out. Also, I have a cafe press. Cafe Press Store, I think that's what it's called. And all you go to, all you have to do is on josieshow.com, you have to click the link online store. And then there's, let me click on it and see what recent stuff we have.
And don't forget the one thing that's not listed in the store. If you want Josie to record a very special ringtone for your phone, just contact Tina through the website. With what you want Josie to say, and she'll work out the pricing. It's going to be like 99 cents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have Josie on your phone.
And basically what it is how when your thing goes into voicemail how it says, you try calling, da 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 da. Instead, it might be, my voice saying, thanks for calling Tim or Mike or, something. I'll give him the message. Tell us the message and he'll get it. Or, some kind of fun little thing for you. And also,
Switchboard while Tina's checking the caller there. Yeah, they should have your voice saying, you reached the Josie Show. I'm on the air. Please stand by.
That's funny. But no, it's going to be really personal, right, Alan? It's going to be very personal. When someone, buys it for 99 cents, basically the same thing as, buying a song on iTunes, you have my voice answering your phone. Basically, if you don't answer it and it goes straight to voicemail, it'll go straight to my voice. It's going to be very
fun.
The
one thing that might confuse people is, like, if everybody wants one of you saying you're their best friend, how many best friends can one person have?
it's really, really cool. Please, everyone, check it out. But also, what is on the online store, the Cafe Press here on JustShow.com, we have pet bowls with my face on it, our logo for the Josie Show. Also, we have ornaments. Christmas is rapidly approaching, first Thanksgiving, but, then Christmas. It's coming soon, so you can get, a customized style Christmas stocking with my logo on it, tons of different types of stockings, there's mouse pads, wall kind of stuff, I don't even know, license plate, frame, just so many other different fun things, keychains, everything, and my producer is going to probably unmute. What's going on?
My favorite items are the Josie Show songs. The Josie Show shoe flip-flops and
like
the Snuggies.
Snuggies.
Yes.
All right, so first, a couple of things. First, Shelley Starks is going to be on our show on April 19th. She will be one of our guests on April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. That's when we'll get to hear Shelley Starks again. But
awesome, thank you.
She called in to say hi.
Yeah, thank you for searching that for us so
we
got the exact date.
We have another artist.
Oh, really? We have another artist. All right,
let's
do it.
We have another artist on the phone, so we need to bring him on. All right, so we are lucky enough because he is going to be a future guest as well, and he's always at our shows. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to Tim Garman. Let's see if we can turn his mic on.
Hello?
Hi, Tim. Hello?
Hey. Hey,
hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Just wanted to call in and tell you hello and tell you I've enjoyed the show and everything.
Thank you so much. I love when you come into the chat room. It's so much fun. I mean, you're there all the time, and well, when we're on, of course. And I have so much fun because you party with us live and all that other fun stuff. It's awesome. Thank you for tuning in and having fun with us in the chat room.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed being in there and talking to y'all and everything.
Thank you.
To the guests and everything like that.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. You actually ask very cool questions to our guests, and also you put in your comments in there as well. But you're going to be a guest as well, as my mama producer mentioned. You're going to be a guest on the show, and I'm very looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting, where we could play your songs and stuff. That'll be interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. On December 7th, I believe, when it's going to be. And,
mm-hmm.
And I've been writing a little bit, and I've got a couple more tunes I sent you, I think, already.
Awesome. Yeah, we love your music. We have a pre-show before we go on air on our website, and, you know, in that little kind of video box type thingy. And we love to play your song Blood Pressure, I believe it's called, and it is a really fun song.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed writing that, and I've had a lot of good comments about that, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. I can see why you've had some really great comments on it. It really is a great song. And I have to say, thank you so much for calling in. That's awesome. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Well, you too, and I'll talk to you later, and I'll be listening in here. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, stay in the chat room. Keep chatting with us. All right, and let me cue my producer back in here. What do we got going on now?
Well, we're having fun. We should do this open forum more often.
We really should.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Okay, I like it. So we are lucky enough because we have got another wonderful artist who's called in tonight to say hello and tell us a little bit about what he has going on. So I am going to bring on Roy Solis. How about that?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, wanted to drop in and say hi, touch base with everybody. How's everything going?
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you called in. Everything is going pretty good. How about you?
Good. Hanging in there, thank God. We've been keeping busy. So, we're getting ready to I'm getting ready to play here locally in my hometown right now.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
I love that. I love that you're about to perform and you like just stopped in. I mean, I'm very honored. This is really nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this is really cool. I thought it was really neat that I said, "Hell yeah, I'd love to be able to participate."
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did. We have to do this more often. This is a lot of fun to do before our, you know, guest comes on. It's a lot of fun. And so you're about to perform. Where are you going to be performing? Are you able to mention that or?
Oh, absolutely. It's my hometown here in South Texas. It's
mm-hmm.
called Westlaco, and it's actually pronounced Westlaco. But, I'm getting ready to do that, and we're getting ready to hit a swing here towards the end of the year. I'm going to be doing a show with a gentleman called Kevin Fowler here on Wednesday on the 21st, and then we're doing an after party with him also here locally, and then we're going to be playing in Vegas, believe it or not, on the 11th, I believe, during the National Rodeo out there. So,
wow, you're going all over that map.
yeah, we're getting busy. It's pretty cool. It's just it gets very hectic sometimes, and it's like, golly, it's just you don't know if you're coming or going.
Yeah, you never know. I'm glad you're keeping busy, though, because you are doing amazing things, and your songs are fantastic, and you're totally going to rock out tonight. I mean, I'm wishing you all the luck. I'll be there in spirit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll throw a toast your way. I'll be a shot of Patron chilled. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
That's fun. Awesome. Thank you. You're going to give us a little shout out there. And I'm so glad that you were able to call in. And I'm very honored that, you know, you're about to do your performance, but you took the time out of your day to call us. I think that is really, really cool. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. You know, I had a lot of fun that first time we did the interview together. So I'm looking forward. Hopefully the second of many to come, hopefully, God willing.
It is. It's not the first. I mean, it's not the last time we're going to be talking to you, because I definitely want to have you back on. Anytime you have anything to promote, please call us first, because we would love to promote anything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're right in the middle of Sipping on a Six-Pack. It's my current single, and that's the one that we've been promoting, and we're getting ready to hopefully pick, you know, maybe you all might be able to help me pick my next single. I'm getting ready to promote in January my third single, so we don't know which one it is yet, but right now we're in the thick of Sipping on a Six-Pack, so things have been going really good. We did a video, so in case anybody wants to catch up with me at RoySolisMusic.com, I really would appreciate it, or on Facebook, RoySolis.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. So. Check it out, everyone. And I love that. I'm very excited, you know, about your new song. And that's just the title, you could tell it's going to be a rocking song. I mean, it can't be a slow song. Is that one going to have, like, a really fun beat to it, or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we put a little bit of accordion in it. That was something we were been wanting to do, just to kind of give it the colors of the South Texas music a little bit. So we have a little bit of accordion in there, just to a little bit of nada, you know, it's really cool. It's really cool. It's a fun song, just to kind of talks about kicking back and just doing nothing at all, but enjoying life and kind of sipping on a six pack while you're doing it. That
self-explanatory.
Six pack of Sprite or Coke, if there's any underage kids out there. So
it doesn't matter, you know. For me, it'll be some 7-Up. So you know what? Grab a age appropriate beverage and just relax, chill out, and listen to a song.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to check out your songs. Maybe, perhaps, if you'll let us, we'll even be able to play it on a future episode.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. And you rock out. I don't want to keep up your time, but rock out, please. And have fun, and just enjoy your time, and the crowd's going to love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Really, thank you so much. I believe it or not, I'm gonna take those words to heart, and I'm gonna make you guys proud out there tonight. So
you'll do it. You can do it. I'm telling you. You got it inside of you. There you go.
Thank you so much for letting me touch base here with you guys again, and looking forward to talking with you again here pretty soon.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it. Schedule something with us, and we'd love to have you back on. Roy Solis, remember his name. Check him out.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Perfectione. So yes, that was Roy Solis. I got the pleasure to interview him, and he is amazing. I am really looking forward to the new songs that he said that he was going to put out there. That's very, very exciting, especially since I love the ones he already put out, and so I know this one's going to be just rocking. I already know his beats. I already know his voice. I already know, his songs, so I know this one's going to be a good one. What do you think?
We have to make sure that we check out the video.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's make sure everybody goes and checks out the video. Did he say that was on YouTube? I was screaming a call. I missed that part.
I believe so.
We can go on his site.
Yeah,
go
Google.
On his site.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
Just, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just Google his name, Roy Solis, and along with Tim Garman and also
Shelly Starks.
Shelly Starks.
Yep.
And thank you. And my memory isn't that bad yet, I promise you. I do remember names. Actually, you know what? It's so funny because I always make that joke. I'm like, I'm so bad at names. But what's really funny is I actually can remember. I swear. I could remember names pretty well. I got it. And my producer just said, she's screening a call now, but she just said that she remembers first names very well. Only, and I think I'm pretty sure I can remember first and last names. You know, I think I could do it. I have to test myself still, but you know, I think I got it going on. Also, I want to mention here. I really want to push this feature because we haven't been using this feature a lot, but I really think we should because it's really really nifty and so easy for people that are on the road and you know not able to sit during a show. And ask questions to a guest or, you know, say hi or whatever you would like to do or do a shout-out. There is something for that. It's a 24-hour contact line that we have. You can call and leave a message. It could be a birthday shout-out to a friend or, you know, a cousin or your cousin's mother or your mother's friend's sister or something. And you could just do that. Or if you have a question for a guest but you won't be able to be there live, you could always record it and we'll play it. Or if you have a comment or a hello or anything, just please keep it rated, PG, G, PG, because I am only 17. I mean, I am almost an adult, people. I am almost 18. I'll be 18 on February 9th, but still I have younger viewers, and I want everyone to be able to listen to the show. So please make sure. And that number is 224-208-8315. That number, again, is 224-208-8315. 8315. Now let me get my producer here. We got I believe we have another caller. I'm guessing. But
you guess correctly.
See what I'm saying?
See?
I'm psychic.
How awesome is that? Yep. And one of your former guests, Mr. Jody Nix, is on the phone.
Yeah,
how
awesome
is that?
That's very
Let's
awesome.
Let's go ahead and put him on. I'm so excited to call him and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Put him on. Oh, yeah, we didn't even delay that applause. You're like, Jody.
Jody, you're on the line.
Well, good evening, ladies. How are y'all?
I am doing amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
I'm good. I got a message from Don, and he said, are you working tonight? And I said, no, sir, I'm home. I'm working tomorrow night. And he said, well, you ought to call in and say hello, and he sent me the number, and I just thought I would do it and say hi.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. I'm very glad you did. Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. What have you been up to? Anything that you can update us on? What's been going on in your world?
Well, we've just been working steady and kind of winding the old year down. We've had another good year, and we're real thankful that you had us on your show before, and we did the interview and everything. And
mm-hmm.
just appreciate all the traditional country music fans out there that come out and support us and keep us going.
Yeah, that it was a really great interview. We had a lot of fun with our interview. We really got to promote your music and also got to know you a little bit better. Do you have any, recent music out there or any music that you have out that you would like people to check out? You can give your sites and, you know, all the other fun stuff.
Well, my latest CD is called Bright Lights in Country Music. It's a remake of an old Bill Anderson song, and it's
mm-hmm.
been out about a year. On Hillside Records, and all of my CDs are available on my website at www.jodynix.com.
Mm-hmm. Easy. It's easy. It's just your name.
Yes,
you can't forget it. Love it.
Excuse me.
You can't go wrong with a URL that has someone's name in it, you know?
Well, now say that again. I'm sorry I didn't understand all that.
You can't go wrong with having a website with just, you know, their name, JodyNix.com. Easy.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way to get it.
That is. It is. I love that. And do you have any, you know, plans in the works or any goals? Because 2013 is coming pretty soon. What would you like to see for you?
Well, looking forward to it and got a lot of things already booked up for next year and real thankful for that and hoping to record maybe again next year and just keep playing and keep those fiddles and steel going and people dancing across Texas and the Southwest where we play mainly.
Absolutely. Congratulations on everything you're doing, by the way. You've been rocking, keeping busy, And you have amazing, amazing music out for people to check out.
Well,
and I hope people do check out your music. Everyone, Jody Nix, just Google. Google his name and you'll find him. And remember, JodyNix.com is the place to go. So that's very, very neat. 2013 is going to be your year. I have a feeling.
Well,
I have a feeling.
I appreciate that, ma'am. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just want to call in and say hello, and I thank you for putting me on.
Oh, no, I'm glad. I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much. And remember, you can call in any time.
All right. Well,
all right.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Great.
Hey, Josie.
Great, great time. Yeah.
This is for you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, my goodness. My ears are in heaven currently. I love that. Oh, my gosh. See, that. Whoa. Okay, that scared me. That scared me, but that was a cow sound right there. That is amazing. That was a cow sound, right? Because I think I heard, like, half of it because I was talking. But, yeah. Cool. That's awesome. I love that. I love that. Alan, you have to keep, you know, finding some more sound effects for us. You know, you need to find some new ones. Ooh, a kitty. You got to find some new
actually,
ones.
Actually, I'm going to be adding sound effects of, like, game show buzzers. And what we're going to use them for is certain guests, when you're interviewing them, you're going to do like a rapid question thing. And if they get it, the answer right, they'll have one sound. If they get it wrong, they'll have another sound. That'll be kind of disgusting. And we'll make a game show out of it.
That would be very fun for our guests. That will be a lot of fun. That's a good idea.
We could give away prizes like twist ties, Twinkies.
Yep. Yep, especially the pre-twist ones. Those are the ones to get. Okay, that's what's in the market right now.
You give an autographed cowbell hanging on a twist tie.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I've autographed toilet paper before for you, so, I mean, I can do that.
It's true. You did.
Yeah,
if I
could autograph toilet paper, then I think I could autograph anything at this point.
Yeah, you sent it with a book of bathroom jokes.
It's true. And I did, for people who don't know and, you know, think I'm sending out toilet paper to people, I swear it wasn't like that. It's because, for people who don't know the story, you know, that are new to tuning in, my show actually, because I had the best phone signal back then and the only phone, great phone signal was in my bathroom. So I had to do the interviews from my bathroom. I think I'm the first person that could say that I interviewed Katie Cook from the bathroom. But anyway.
Yeah, so basically, when somebody says the show's going down the toilet, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, actually, we're out of the toilet now. So you know what? We are completely, I promise you, we are completely out of the bathroom. I moved up in the world, people. And
well, actually, I kind of liked it in the bathroom, especially if you get that toilet we found on eBay with the heating coils and a remote control and everything and the lid that goes up and down by itself.
Wow. That's something. That's high-techy. You see that?
It was a toilet that actually had an iPhone adapter plug-in.
Wow. See, now that would motivate us to move the show back into the bathroom. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, how many times have you been sitting on a toilet, nothing's coming out, you're in there for an hour, and you're checking your email and your Facebook, and the battery dies. Now you can just plug it into your toilet.
I don't know. I can't say I've ever done that, but, I mean, there's probably some people in the world that have done that. I don't think you're the only one, Alan. No. but that's very interesting. That's very, very interesting. See, I learn new things every day. They have a lot of new – we have to bring that segment back, craziest things found on eBay, because I know there are so many crazy inventions nowadays – coming from people that are on eBay, and they're selling for, like, a lot of dough.
Somebody that's selling twist ties and Elmer's glue facials.
Exactly. I mean, those are two examples of what you can find on eBay, hence why we need that eBay segment back. Okay, I'm fighting for that. Let's do it. Let's do it. But really quick here, I want to bring my producer on because she is amazing at telling what our upcoming guests are. So let's bring her back on here. She's going to share with you guys the upcoming guests for the month of November. We're ready in November.
We're already almost
crazy.
Done with November.
I know.
We're
crazy.
Just cruising. That's where we're at right now.
I don't even realize.
So,
like, it goes so fast.
But
anyway.
We have got awesome guests though coming up. November is not done yet. We are not letting it go quite yet.
Nope.
That's for sure.
I think
hanging
we should warn people, though, that the show the day after Thanksgiving isn't going to be an average show, because if you saw the amount of turkey that Josie and Tina eat, you'd understand.
It's going to be. It is going to be an awesome show. Oh, we have more guests that we added to.
They're
going to
be doing
that
show in the bathroom.
Oh Lord! Oh,
you're going to love that. So here's what we've got coming up still for November: Dan Landry, Bobby Marquez, Rick Seaman, Tim Culpepper, Jay Sexton, Brian Stace, Bob Manning, and Glenn Douglas Tubb. We still have as well. Yes. However, there's a however. We have got...
However good or however bad?
No, however...
I just want to make sure.
However bad. You know, we never have however bad at the Josie Show.
Okay,
I mean,
good. Okay.
Things are always happy here.
Okay, I love however goods. Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah. So, we will have some more official information coming out later tonight, all over our social walls and on our website, etc. But we do want to just give a quick mention right now, and then we'll fill in all the details later as to when and how and where and time and all that kind of stuff. But we have got an amazing artist that has confirmed that they are going to give you, Miss Josie Pasicentino, an interview that we get to play on the Josie Show.
And it is. Can we say who it is?
I think we can say who it is, and we'll give all the details of when later, but we can tell everybody now that we are going to have
We are literally having a legend, because if you look on YouTube and type in this guy's name and also Reba McEntire, you will see he has been in a music video with Reba herself, and it is a hilarious video. But I'm excited to talk about his recent stuff, because he is amazing. He has recent things out. I mean, a nutrition type product thing that he does, and so many other things. And I am talking about the one and only Aaron Tippin.
That's right.
I get to interview Aaron Tippin, the legend. I'm telling you, he has been doing this for a long, long time, and he is so fabulous, amazing. He is a legend.
And what's our favorite song? Kiss This.
Kiss This. Yes. That was a little confusing, though. That was kind of hard, because I have a lot of songs of his that are my favorite that stick out in mind. Kiss This is definitely
my favorite song
one of the ones that
There Ain't Nothing Wrong With the Radio.
Yeah, very good. You're right.
Hey, Tina, we have a caller.
Oh, okay. You know what? I got so focused on the fact that we were going to get the opportunity to talk to Mr. Aaron Tippin that, you know, I walked away from my switchboard.
Yeah, you really did.
The only thing
that could
top Aaron Tippin is if we had, like, ABBA and Leif Garrett in the same episode.
Oh, my goodness. That would be insane. That would be an insane show. Can you imagine how many people would be in the chat room? I mean, it would be insane. We wouldn't be able to read anyone's questions. They'd be going so fast. But that's going to be so much fun. That's going to be a really awesome interview. I can't wait to, you know, be able to chat with him and see what he's been doing, some of his recent stuff, and also his nutrition products type thing that he's doing. I have to read more about it, because it's so interesting. So I got to check that out. You never know. So very cool, and we're pre-taping right now, so you never know. I think our guests might be here. So, yes, never know, but yes. So let's see here. Another thing I want to mention while she's screening is our forums. Our wonderful, wonderful forums on our website, josieshow.com, where we have so many topics. From a suggestion box where you can get your word in, who you want on the guest. We have a book club, a movie theater in there where, you know, all your movie topics can go, all your book topics, food topics, creative corner, everything, music topics. I mean, we have so many topics in our thing, in our forums on JosieShow.com. It's so much fun. And, yeah, so please, please sign into that and have fun with us and chat with us. And let me bring in my producer here to tell us who is on the line with us. What's going
on? Well, we are waiting for John Cody Carter. He is going to be calling in any time now.
All right.
Yes,
cool.
And he already has a surprise caller on the phone for him.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're excited. We cannot wait for him to get here. We are thrilled to death. So he will be here soon. Yes, yes. So I'm still overexcited. I still can't breathe about Aaron Tippin. So
that one is really, really cool. But I'm excited. I'm excited for my guest also tonight. It's going to be so exciting.
Woo, it's gonna
to
be
get
awesome.
To talk to him. But also, I was glad that I was able to share our great news that we got Aaron Tippin on the show with you guys as well. A little exclusive.
Yeah, that's
so
be
that
awesome.
Is very, very exciting as well.
We'll get you details very, very soon on that one.
Yeah, we'll have to give you more deets on that
will.
One. But also, I want to mention here, while we have time, before our guest comes on the line, JosieShow.com, our main website for The Josie Show. You can check us out live every Friday at 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern, PM, I should say, 7 o'clock PM Central, 8 o'clock PM Eastern. And also, we have JosiePasentino.com. And JosiePasentino.com is my music page where you could check out my bio, my music, you know, find out more stuff about me. That's more, you know, kind of mainly my music and interviews I'm on, you know, me being interviewed and my news and stuff personally. So you could check that out also. And also our web designer, Alan, has a website as well. AlanFirestone.com, and that is his website. He's a great web designer. He's always, you know, looking to find people that he would like to. I mean, you guys would love his work. So check out his website and see all the websites he's done. And if you need a website, Alan Firestone is the one to go to. So AlanFirestone.com. Also, Josie Show. We're on Twitter. So Twitter.com/JosieShow. Twitter.com/JosiePasentino is my personal page. I think Twitter.com/AlanFirestone. Alan, correct me if I'm wrong. Your Twitter is Twitter.com/AlanFirestone, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah, that's it.
I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Oh, I am right? Okay. Whew. Yeah, so check that out. You can chat with him. He always has funny things.
I'm just confusing you. Like, that's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, see, it's I knew it had to have been something along those lines.
I've never known a brunette with so many blonde moments in my life.
I'm not even blonde, okay? I don't have any blonde moments. That's a myth, too, you know. There's blondes, you know, are smart and amazing and have great careers, too. So you know what? That is totally a myth. An interesting one, but a myth nonetheless. I love that. I just got a thumbs up. What does that thumbs up mean?
there's so many thumbs that are used for so many different things. We have
different thumbs. I mean, the right thumb, you know, is the guess, and the left thumb is the, you know.
Wait a minute.
Say that, you know.
What if Tina's thumb doesn't work? What finger does she use?
I just well, she's a pointer a lot.
I just use
know.
My foot. It's fine.
The foot. It's
a
big
good.
Toe.
Big toe.
But what do we got?
Yeah, so we are super excited because our guest who is joining us live tonight is here. You got it. And I'm going to have you say hello to him, but then we're going to bring on a surprise caller right away before you dig into the questions,
awesome.
Okay?
Awesome. We're going to get straight into it.
They have been waiting for him.
Okay, so we're going to get right straight into it. So everyone, please, awesome. So everyone, please welcome our first our guest tonight, John Cody Carter. Love it. That applause is needed. He's amazing. Oh, what in the world? Alan with the sound effects. John, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Great. Sound like the dinner bell there.
I know. I don't. You know what? My web designer here, Alan, who also runs the sound effects. He's been finding some new sound effects. So if you hear anything in the middle of our show, that's Alan.
all right.
So you have been warned. I've been looking forward to having you on the show. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Anytime. My pleasure. You have a caller that we mentioned here, and I want to get him on right away because he's been waiting. So let's do this.
All right.
Let me get my producer on here to
all right.
Special.
Let's turn on a mic. We'll get you a caller, and then we'll start grilling you with questions.
Grilling you. Where were you on the night of the four? No.
That's right. All right. Here we go. Hello, surprise caller. You are on the line with John, Cody, Carter, and Josie right now.
Hello. Oh, hello, son.
Oh, hello. How are you tonight?
I was on there last week, and she got a hold of him so I could talk to you.
Wow, well, it's that's a lot of work for a mother and son to talk.
I know. Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Aw.
Well, I'm glad this all happened.
They should be interviewing you.
Well, I'm playing tonight, so I can't stay on the phone.
Well,
ooh.
Where you playing?
At the Maytag Opera in Texarkana.
Wow, that's great. Well, I wish I was there to play with you.
Yeah. So.
And I wish I was there to watch you guys. That's awesome. Rock
was,
out.
Yeah, Gina was on the Josie show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she got me to you. So say
all right.
Hi, Gina.
Oh,
hello.
I love your CD. It is awesome.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I wish I could listen to this thing, but I can't.
All right. Well, have a great night. Knock them out.
Okay, honey. You do, too.
All right.
Love you. Yeah, we're real proud of you.
Thank you.
Aww.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Josie.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Have fun tonight. Love it. Love it. That's
well,
amazing.
Well, that was wild.
It wasn't it? That's amazing that you have such great, you know, support there.
Sure.
You know? Awesome, awesome. And your mom also mentioned here that she's performing. So you have a musical family, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. So you kind of, you know, grew up around the house, you know, with a lot of music, and I mean, it's only natural that you wanted to do this. But what age did you, you know, realize this was what I really wanted to pursue?
Well, I started working in clubs when I was about 9 years old. And so that's pretty early, I would say. And I just played a little bit there in the beginning and realized, hey, you know, this is great. It's awesome. I didn't know any other kids 9 years old that were out there doing that, you know, at the time.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And watching my mom, I mean, she's a great bass player, great singer. And so it was a lot of fun working with her and learning the trade really from her.
That is so, so cool. And do you guys play together, or do you guys kind of do, you know, your separate thing?
Well, I played with my mom in about, 30 years, I'd say.
Mm, cool. Very, very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun, you know. I mean, because, you know, you guys get to, you know, perform together, and you guys are both musically, you know, talented. And, you know, it seems like, you know, that would be a very kind of fun thing to do. I mean, probably a lot of music in that household.
Yeah,
I'm Thanksgiving
sure
and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah. I live in New Mexico, and she's living in Texarkana, so...
Mm-hmm.
We don't get much of a chance these days to get together, but it was great to hear her on
right.
on your show here.
Yeah, I'm so glad she was able to call in and chat with you and show some support for you. I love that. But I want to talk about your music here tonight because we're going to be playing a couple songs of yours, and I'm very excited. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out currently for people to purchase and where we can find them at?
Well, I think you can get the Don't You Think It's Time album about any place where they sell CDs on the web.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all you have to do is Google John Cody Carter, and there's probably 200 or 300 sites that pop up with that album on there.
Awesome.
And and then I wrote a song called When It Rains It Pours for Merle Haggard, and that's on his Blue Jungle album. You can get a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm working on, I have 3 projects right now that I'm finishing up. And so I'll have some new music out here pretty shortly.
I love that. You're keeping busy.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Really are.
Yeah.
As you should. Keep making music for us fans out there. You are incredible, and I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve for
us. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and when you have some you know, new stuff out, please give us a call and let us know. We'd love to promote those bad boys.
Well, we appreciate that, and we'll certainly do that.
Awesome, thank you. Very, very cool. So I wanna start off the bat here with one of your songs. I know everyone is very, very excited, especially in the chat room and, you know, all that other fun places where you could hear this interview right now. But I know they're really interested in hearing you sing. So let's play your song, You're Acting Like I'm Already Gone, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. You're Acting Like I'm Already Gone by John C. Carter. We'll be right back.
I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times, I'm here to stay. But in your mind, it won't be long before I go away. You're so afraid I'll leave you and you'll be all alone, that you're acting like I'm already gone. You're acting like I'm already gone.
Gone by John Cody Carter, and we're chatting with him right now, but don't move that furniture yet away back to its original place, because you still have to do some dancing, because we have one more song here of yours. But first, can you give everyone the links to websites or social networking sites so people could chat with you and get to know you a little bit better?
Well, they can go to johncodycarter.com, and that's our website there, and
mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook, and it's just John Cody Carter at Facebook.
Easy.
And, yeah, that song, by the way, the two songs you're playing tonight are two songs off my new album that is, like I said, hasn't been released yet. So
Yeah. This
is the first time these songs have been played publicly or on the radio.
Oh, wow. Now I'm honored. Thank you so much for sending these to us.
Yeah, and I love that song that you just played, because
mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned in an email I sent to you that that's Ralph Mooney playing pedal steel, who was Waylon Jennings' pedal steel player for many years, and
wow.
on all the classic Waylon songs. And I believe that this is the last recording that Ralph did. He passed away several months back. So,
wow.
For true country music, traditional country music lovers, Ralph is a legend. And I think they'll really love the record. It has several songs with Ralph playing on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know people are listening to this right now and now are like, where is this album? So, very cool. It's going to be released pretty soon, right? Or
yeah, it'll be released the first part of next year.
Awesome. Sounds good. And Tim Garman here in the chat room says, now this is a great traditional country song. All the right instruments to make it good with a great country voice to give it what it takes.
All right. Well, there you have it.
There you have it. See? There you go. That's the
reason. It's more Bakersfield. You know, it's Bakersfield, West Coast, California. country music. It's not really Nashville or Southern, but it's West Coast Bakersfield. You know, you hear the pedal steel, a driving pedal steel, and of course, you know, you have the fiddle and chicken picking type guitar, and we play all that without apology.
I love it. And it sounds so great together, too. I mean, your voice is so pure and amazing. And also, you know, the music is you know, has a great beat to it. And it's, you know, it's some dancing. It's a dancing tune. You know?
Good two-step. Good two-step.
It is. It really is. I love it. I love it. And your next song, can you give us a little bit, you know, in details and what influenced this next song, Country Boy Can Dream? Is it a relatable song?
Spent some time on my uncle's farm up in Michigan years back in my teen years, and riding around on the tractor up there. And, you know, you spend a day out there on the tractor riding around. Of course, you spend a lot of that time daydreaming while you're just driving, you know, in circles basically all day. And, you know, you think about a lot of things. And I think this song really kind of represents that. Anybody who spends the day on a combine or tractor, they'll relate with this song real well. I think also the wives of some of the farmers and ranchers that do that can relate as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to check it out. It sounds amazing. And it sounds like it's amazing just by your description of it. So let's do it. Let's play A Country Boy Can Dream by John Cody Carter, and we'll be right back with him in just a little bit. Here we go.
Never mind me, I'm just feeling kind of blue. But it's everything and it's nothing, don't worry, it's not you. There's a feeling that overtakes me like a raging river rushing out to sea, and it carries me as far away from this old farm as this old farmer knows he'll ever be. Sometimes I go to England and walk the cold streets. I feel her royal carpet sink flush beneath my feet. Country boy can dream. Slide on over next to me and let me hold you in my arms. The good Lord knows I'm thankful I've got you and this old farm. But there's a feeling that overtakes me like a raging river rushing out to sea. And it carries me as far away from this old farm as this old farmer knows he'll ever be. Country boy can dream. A country boy can dream.
that was A Country Boy Can Dream by John Cody Carter, and we're chatting with him right now. Another great song.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have some fun questions for you if you're ready.
All right, sure.
Awesome. So first off, I always love to ask my guests that, you know, go out there and perform their songs, their material. Have you ever had any kind of embarrassing onstage moment that you can recall that you could share with us, anything live and in person?
An embarrassing moment. Gosh, yeah. I've been doing this about 40 years, so I'd say there's been a lot of embarrassing moments. Nothing honestly comes to mind right off the bat with that question, but mm-hmm. I'm sure I've had plenty of spills over the years.
Nothing wrong with that. You're human. I love it. But, you know, I mean, you seem very professional, so I bet, you know, when you had that oopsie moment, I bet you, you know, were just professional and kept going, and people probably didn't even notice.
But, you know, when you sing and you're doing shows a lot, you're doing 4 or 5 shows a week, and you're traveling and you're doing interviews and you're writing and you're in the process of making new records, you know, you're using words all the time, you know, nonstop. And so a lot of times you can get into a concert situation and be singing, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, sing the wrong words, but you just have to, you know, you just keep going on with it and hoping that the crowd never notices. And usually they don't, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that happens occasionally.
Right, just improv. Make up
mm-hmm.
your own stuff. Very cool. Very, very cool. And then also another fun question, do you have any kind of, you know, hobbies or anything that you like to do that, you know, makes you relax and calms you down after a big show, or, you know, while you're not working on your music, do you have any kind of, you know, fun hobby that you like to do?
You know, I get away to the mountains every chance I get, and I've got grandkids, and I have one grandson that's living with me right now, and he's only 4.
Aww.
And so we get up to the Sandia Mountains, or we go up to Red River, New Mexico, just above Taos, and I try to do that just about every chance I get. So if I have any spare time, I'm up in the mountains hiking or fishing or just being outdoors. That's the thing that really cools me down and calms me down.
Oh, I love that outdoorsy person. It must give you a lot of great, you know, material being out there and checking out everything. And, you know, songs must just be popping in your head when you're, you know, in that relaxing state, you know.
Well, you know, we're in New Mexico, so I'm right here in Albuquerque, and we live right at the very base of the Sandia Mountains. So, you know, we have a beautiful mountain right behind my house. And then you have the incredible expanse as you look out over Albuquerque and then beyond. And so we have the big sky, sort of like Montana, you know. And so you never feel crowded here and kind of hemmed in. But every day that I leave my house here, it's so relaxing just because of the atmosphere that we have here, you know. It's a very relaxing place, New Mexico. If you've never been, you should come and check it out.
Oh, man, it sounds so beautiful. I'm on my way. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that. That is just so beautiful. I'm kind of an outdoorsy person myself, and I absolutely love, you know, taking hikes and stuff and, you know, kind of being, you know, just, you know, by, you know, just, you know, seeing the outdoors, you know, smelling the flowers, so to say, you
yeah.
know, and that just sounds so, so amazing. I'm in Illinois, so we hardly get any fun weather, but
yeah.
I definitely want to come down to where you are because it sounds just amazing.
Yeah, it is beautiful. You know, we have a lot of aspen trees, aspens and pines, and so this time of year, all the aspens are golden, and with the backdrop against the green pine trees, it's just beautiful here right now.
Sounds like heaven. Beautiful. very, very cool. And also, another kind of fun question, is there a place that sticks out in your mind that you loved to travel or that you traveled at that just, you know, you want to get back to?
Well, I've done a lot of traveling world over, really. And
mm-hmm.
I think after being around the world, I really believe that I think the United States has just about everything that a person could want. We have everything in one place here that you find pretty much everywhere in the world. As you're traveling around, it's pretty much all here in the U.S. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I love the desert. I love these mountains. I think Montana is just outrageous to be there. I spent a lot of time in Canada. And I also think that California, in and of itself, is one of the most beautiful states. You have everything, the ocean, the mountains. You've got, you know, the volcanoes there. You got good skiing. You got lots of rivers and streams and the lakes. And you know, I love to bass fish, so California is a great place for bass fishing.
Yeah, there you go. So, exactly. Yeah. Oh, love it, love it. Sounds amazing, amazing. And, you know, one of these days I have to come where you are because I would love to see you perform live. That would be amazing. And I'd bring a camera so I could take millions of pictures, just saying.
Well, when our new album comes out, I'm sure that we'll be supporting that. So we'll let you know what our tour dates look like.
Sounds good, sounds good. Just let me know, and I'll be there.
All
amazing.
Right.
Beautiful. And before we run out of time here, and before the woman screams on here with the amazing accent, you know, you got 10 seconds. I was wondering here, you know, 2013 is, you know, rapidly approaching. And I was wondering, are there any, you know, goals or anything that we could look forward to coming in 2013? What would you say? What would you like to see your music go to?
Well, you know, it's interesting how where country music has gone at this point. I mean, as you can tell from the record, and it's very traditional country. It's not pop country. It's Bakersfield West Coast country. It's mm-hmm. not old. It's new and fresh material, but it's that style. So really, it'll be interesting to see what doors open in 2013 if we find an audience for the music in 2013 is still yet to be known. Trying to find vehicles and conduits to release this type of music has been difficult in the last few years. So we're interested to see what markets are going to open up, you know, in 2013. We have a fresh new product, a lot of energy behind it, very excited about the release, and just looking to see, like I say, what avenues will open up in 2013 for traditional country artists. There's a lot of young artists out there that love this style and play this style, but don't have a lot of mainstream avenues to get their music out. So I'm really a proponent of giving traditional country artists the opportunity for audiences to hear them. I think there's a lot of audience out there for this style of music, but they just haven't been serviced very well in the last few years. Sort of
right.
Pop country has taken center stage, really, at the expense of a lot of people that love to hear traditional country music. And so 2013, I'm hoping and praying that there will be some opportunities for artists who do this style of music to be heard.
Absolutely. I keep saying 2013, I feel, is going to be a great year. And I just wish you all the luck in the world for all of your future endeavors and your music that's going to come out. And I'm going to keep looking and seeing what you're doing, because any opportunity or, you know, that I could have you on the show, you can always come back. You have an open invitation.
Well, I appreciate that. I would like to say that for people that are, like I say, real hardcore traditional country fans, this album, we have a duet with Willie Nelson on there, and Merle Haggard plays solo on one of the songs. We have James Burton, as you know, Elvis Presley's guitar player. He's on the album with us. Ralph Mooney, Norm Hamlet, some great musicians that really were the pioneers of the Bakersfield sound. And so if you're fans of that style of music, this is going to be a great record for you.
Yes, it is. And please check out. And also, when everything gets released, I'll, of course, promote the heck out of it. So all of you people out there and, you know, are wondering when these new songs are going to be released, when this album is going to be released, you will know. Trust me. I will mention it everywhere.
Well, thank you so much.
Anytime, anytime. And once again, thank you so much, John, for coming on the show and chatting with me.
All right. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night, okay?
All right, best of luck to you in 2013.
Thank you so much. John Cody Carter, everyone. Check him out, and I'll post all of the links to everyone who called in after the show. So no problemo there. And so this was an amazing show. It kind of took in, you know, a different direction. We kind of just talked basically about everything.
We didn't get to the really, really big news.
Oh, what?
The really big entertainment news.
I'll tell
everyone. If you haven't heard by now, Lucasfilms has been taken over by the Disney Company. But George Lucas is staying on as consultant, and they have announced that in 2015, Episode 7 of Star Wars will be released with the original cast members and new characters. And it will be the first of the new three-movie trilogy, which is the first of two new trilogies.
Very interesting. So all you Star Trek fans.
Harrison Ford, not in addition to playing Han Solo, by popular fan demand, Indiana Jones 5 comes out next year.
Check that out. All of you people that love that kind of stuff and, you know, check it out. We're definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, because you want to see an 81-year-old Harrison Ford shooting up Darth Vader and saving the world from aliens again.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, sounds great. So please, you guys can check that out. See, so many great things coming up. And thank you, Alan. And also here...
The best thing about
before...
Star Wars is they have those midnight viewings. It's kind of like waiting for the next version of the iPhone to come out where you just wait in line for days.
There is going to be a big line, so try to get there first.
Well, let's talk about something else that's coming out. Matter of fact, coming out tonight, or at least for us to go see this weekend. All right? We need to talk vampires, okay? Because vampires are back, all right?
Breaking Dawn.
brand new Breaking Dawn, part two. We're going to go see it this weekend. We're on, right?
We are so on. I'm ready. I'm going to go. Me,
on it.
Me, you, and
there
Dad.
There is only one vampire
TV
movie
vampire.
I have ever seen and ever want to. And it was Leslie Nielsen and Vampires Suck.
Oh,
my God.
I don't know about that one. But this one, I'm telling you now, I have been waiting for like a year for Bella to turn into a vampire, for goodness sake.
It looks like me, you, and Dad are going to be off to see the theater to see the vampires. Looks like.
Well, how cool. You're going to give us the pleasure of coming with your parents as opposed to your group of girls? All right.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that honor. No,
woo, okay.
Sounds good.
Someone to share my popcorn with.
Sounds good. But yes, and I want to thank everyone so much for tuning into the show tonight. I had so much fun. Thank you so much to everyone that called in to chat with us. And thank you so much to everyone that are going to listen into the archives. And thank you for that nice cowbell and cow moo. But thank you guys so much, and please stay tuned in for next Friday. Black Friday, we will be here. Just come and chat with us and tell us what you got on Black Friday. Tell us some good deals that you got. You never know. So thank you guys so much, and talk to you guys next Friday. The Josie Show may not be rebroadcast or used in any way without prior written consent from the Josie Show. All rights reserved.
And a special safety announcement, for those of you who like to get your own live turkeys, turkeys cannot fly. Please do not throw them off of buildings.
Oh, my goodness. No. Do not listen to him. He's crazy. All right. Bye, guys.